Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchSMBStorage.com. Today, I'll be talking about VMware Consolidated Backup, or VCB, and the recent release of vSphere. VCB is a popular data backup tool among storage enterprises that's used in conjunction with VMware. But how exactly do people use VCB in their backup environments? And more importantly, people are considering migrating to vSphere for backups. So how does that compare to VCB? And what are the pros and cons of vSphere? Here to help me answer these questions is Greg Schulz, founder and senior analyst at Storage.io. Hi, Greg, and thanks for being here today.
Hello, Megan. My pleasure.
So, Greg, can you explain a little bit about what VMware Consolidated Backup is and how people use it now?
Certainly. VCB, or VMware Consolidated Backup, is a framework. It's a set of plugins. It's a set of APIs that complement, that coexist with the standard VMware-type environment. In fact, there's confusion that VCB is actually a backup product, and it's not. VCB is a framework. It's a set of hooks for plugging in third-party data movers, third-party media managers, the traditional third-party backup-type tools to be able to protect information in a VMware environment. One of the key pieces around VCB, or the concept around VCBs, is to enable the notion of a serverless backup. That is, offloading a server from actually having to perform a backup function by leveraging snapshots, shared storage, and a proxy server to actually perform the actual backup, the cataloging, and the inventory of information.
Okay, and the new vSphere recently came out. So how do the backups in vSphere compare to the backups with VCB?
Well, there's some similarities, but there's also differences. I mean, vSphere is the next evolution of the whole VMware environment. So as a part of that, one of the big differences is the elimination on the reliance of a proxy server. With first-generation VCBs, there's a lot of scripting involved, a lot of gluing of the different pieces together, even when using third-party technologies. But one of the key pieces involved taking that snapshot from a running VMware environment, using shared storage, and then having that proxy server open up and read the snapshot, actually building the backup per se. So while it was serverless on the actual VMs where the applications are running, another proxy server somewhere was actually performing the backup. And with the next generation of vSphere as part of protecting the information, in other words, VMware data recovery capabilities, that's now eliminating that need, that requirement for having that proxy server.
And will VMware still support vSphere?
Absolutely. There's a coexistence period here right now. I mean, VCBs, for some people love them, many people hate them because of that capability of, they like them from the standpoint of you could offload your running VMware servers where you actually have your applications from actually being used as a backup server. But what people don't like about it is all the gluing, all the scripting, everything that goes with that to actually make it work. So it's a love-hate relationship when it comes to VCBs. So as part of with the vSphere is making the whole VMware data recovery, data protection process easier for users, easier for admins, is to support those that have currently done VCBs, but enable them a framework for moving forward with more flexibility and capability.
Great. And what are some of the advantages and disadvantages of backing up data in a vSphere environment?
Well, certainly the benefit is making sure your data is protected. And with that, though, and the good news is when you go into a VMware-type environment or any virtual server environment, for that matter, Megan, the good news is that you can physically reduce the number of servers, whether you're going from 10 physical servers to 1 or 20 to 1, whatever that reduction ratio happens to be. The good news is you've eliminated those physical servers. The bad news is you still have all those servers logically to back up, which means how are you going to go about doing that? So the evolution from VCBs to the vSphere with the VMware data recovery tool sets is just making that capability more easy, more functional, more scalable. I mean, adding new functionality like file level restore officially being supported, integrity checks with stability improvement enhancements, data progression, migration information, management tools, enhanced support around Windows SIFs, Windows file sharing supports. All these things as part of the maturity, the evolution of VMware into vSphere, making it more easy to use, but also more scalable.
Yeah. And is there anything else that people should look for in this vSphere release?
Absolutely. I mean, certainly there's support for things like Windows 7. You think, well, it's the new version of Windows, but yet that's significant because of all the different interdependencies, the support for 64-bit versions, the ability to also support Windows 2008 R2 as a guest, but also for supporting Windows 7 as in a VDI-type mode, enhancements to Microsoft clustering solutions for supporting more virtual machines in a failover, but also things like paravirtualized SCSI support, enhancements to vSwitch and capabilities, increasing the number of virtual CPU per core limits. In other words, adding new functionality, but also scaling existing functionality, being able to take advantage of new processors from Intel, being able to support new memory configurations, being able to support more physical CPUs per virtual machine, but also more virtual machines.
Great. Well, thanks for all that helpful information, Greg.
Megan, my pleasure.
And that's all the time we have for you today. To learn more about VCB and vSphere for SMBs, you can visit searchsmbstorage.com.